"The girls are healthy," she said to Mr. Tanaka when he came back into the room, "and very suitable. Both of them are intact. The older one has far too much wood, but the younger one has a good deal of water. Pretty, too, don't you think? Her older sister looks like a peasant beside her." "I'm sure they're both attractive girls in their way," he said. "Why don't we talk about it while I walk you out? The girls will wait here for me." When Mr. Tanaka had closed the door behind them, I turned to see Satsu sitting on the edge of the platform, gazing upward toward the ceiling. Because of the shape of her face, tears were pooled along the tops of her nostrils, and I burst into tears myself the moment I saw her upset. I felt myself to blame for what had happened, and wiped her face with the corner of my peasant shirt.
"Who was that horrible woman?" she said to me.
"She must be a fortune teller. Probably Mr. Tanaka wants to learn as much about us as he can.
But why should she look at us in that horrible way?"
"Satsu-san, don't you understand?" I said. "Mr. Tanaka is planning to adopt us." When she heard this, Satsu began to blink as if a bug had crawled into her eye.
"What are you talking about?" she said. "Mr. Tanaka can't adopt us."
"Father is so old, and now that our mother is sick, I think Mr. Tanaka is worried about our future. There won't be anyone to take care of us." Satsu stood. She was so agitated to hear this. In a moment, her eyes had begun to squint, and I could see she was hard at work willing herself to believe that nothing was going to take us from the tipsy house. She was squeezing out the things I'd told her in the same way you might squeeze water from a sponge. Slowly, her face began to relax again, and she sat down once more on the edge of the platform. In a moment, she was gazing about the room as if we'd never had the conversation at all. Mr. Tanaka's house lay at the end of a lane just outside the town. The glade of pine trees surrounding it smelled as richly as the ocean back on the sea cliffs at our house, and when I thought of the ocean and how I would be trading one smell for another, I felt a terrible emptiness I had to pull myself away from, just as you might step back from a cliff after peering over it. The house was grander than anything in Yoroido, with enormous eaves like our village shrine. And when Mr. Tanaka stepped up into his entryway, he left his shoes right where he walked out of them, because a maid came and stowed them on a shelf for him. Satsu and I had no shoes to put away, but just as I was about to walk into the house, I felt something strike me softly on the backside, and a pine cone fell onto the wood floor between my feet.